The day of the Lord, the day when Jesus returns with reward and judgment. The day of the Lord is when Jesus returns. At that time, wonderful and terrible things will happen. Terrible things, the Antichrist will be destroyed. All those who rejected Jesus and aligned with the Antichrist will be destroyed. Wonderful things, the dead in Christ will rise, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up together with him in the air. We will receive new bodies. We will rule and reign with him. Some scriptures. Isaiah 2:12. For the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, and upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. Isaiah 34:8. For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompense for the controversy of Zion. Ezekiel 13:5. Ye have not gone up into the gaps, neither made up the hedge, for the house of Israel to stand in the battle in the day of the Lord. Joel 2:1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Amos 5:18. Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light. Zechariah 1:14. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and hasteth greatly, even the voice of the day of the Lord. The mighty man shall cry there bitterly. Zechariah 14:1. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. Acts 2:20. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. 1 Thessalonians 5:2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And lastly, 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up.